Time for another edition of What's Good. It's National Breastfeeding Week, and today we have Dr. Ethan Tumashe, Deputy Medical Officer of Health for the Southeast Public Health, and Public Health Nurse Jenny Vandermeer here to talk about some of the breastfeeding supports that are available. Dr. Tumashe, we'll start with you. May I call you Ethan, sir?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Tell us why breastfeeding is important to public health.
Breastfeeding has many health benefits for both baby and parent, and these benefits can last a lifetime. All parents deserve access to infant feeding support when it is needed. So, in support of National Breastfeeding Week, which goes from October 1st to 7th, we'd like to recognize the theme this year is prioritizing breastfeeding creates sustainable support systems. Timely access to breastfeeding support, encouragement, and trusted information contributes to successful breastfeeding.
Jenny, when and how should
Jenny,
parents
when and
start their
how should
breastfeeding
start
journey?
their breastfeeding journey?
Yes, it's important for families to learn about breastfeeding before their baby is born. There's lots of evidence that shows us that when families get clear and trusted breastfeeding information prenatally, they just feel more ready and sure of themselves when their baby arrives. And certainly we are living in a world now where we have lots of information at our fingertips, and it's important that families have access to reliable and evidence-based information. So at the Southeast Health Unit, we do offer free prenatal classes that can help expectant families feel more prepared and help them to get off to a smooth start with their feeding journey. So during these classes, parents will learn about where to get help, important skills to know, and get a lot of the answers to questions before they become a parent. And that can help them really set them up for success. So these sessions will really help parents to understand, particularly what to expect in the first few days and weeks, and help them to feel more confident in their ability to feed their baby. These free prenatal classes are hosted across the region. So I do suggest checking out our new website, southeastph.ca. That's going to take me a bit to get used to. And there you can link to region-specific information and find a class local to you.
Now, Ethan, what about after the baby is born?
After the
Supports
baby
are
is
still
born,
available, right?
supports are available, right? Yes, it would. So breastfeeding is natural, but can take some time to learn. And it's important that families receive strong and lasting support to feel confident and reach their feeding goals. So early one-on-one breastfeeding support can be very helpful. Parents across the region can reach out to any one of our offices that's closest to them to speak to a public health nurse or make an appointment to receive one-on-one infant feeding support. Even if you're not having problems, early support can boost your confidence to know your baby is doing well.
So, Jenny, is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know?
Yeah, so while our name has changed, our services have not changed. So expectant and new parents can still enroll in prenatal classes and book into infant feeding appointments at our offices in Hastings, Prince Edward Counties, across Leeds, Grenville, Lanark, and in the Kingston region. And the best way to get access to all that information again is through our new website, southeastph.ca. And there you can select the region to find clinics and classes closest to you and get the support that you need to meet your feeding goals.
Jenny, thank you so
Jenny,
much for this.
thanks, Bob.
And Dr. Ethan Tumashe, thank you as well. It's been a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you very much.